Last week, the FBI raided the home of a Niskayuna man they say stole trade secrets from General Electric's power division in Schenectady and took him away in handcuffs. The GE employee with ties to China is accused of hiding company files in an image of a sunset, which he then sent to a personal email address. Charges filed do not allege that the man sold the information. The FBI says the man admitted to using similar techniques to take company information on previous occasions. He was released Friday on $100,000 bond. Professor Sanjay Goyal, chair of the Information Security and Digital Forensics Department at the School of Business at the University at Albany, explained how companies protect their intellectual property against theft and possible sale.
Well, if you look at cybersecurity, there are two aspects to it. One is protecting against external hackers, people who break in from outside and steal the information. And the second is from the insiders in the company. Now, for the external hackers, what people will typically do is have a very strong perimeter around their organization. They will have firewalls, they will have demilitarized zones in which they have all of the public information. So they have multiple layers of security as a perimeter around the organization. Now, for the internal people, it's a little bit harder because they trust people with all the information. They have access to all the information. So the only way they can stop it is through basically setting strong policies, making them sign agreements that they'll be monitored, and then monitoring the employees. But most often, monitoring only helps and only detects once people have already stolen information. It's very hard to prevent theft of information.
How common are these kinds of situations where you have somebody within the company stealing the data and selling it?
Well, I think it's very common. Now, most people who do that, they basically do it for preserving it for their own personal use. Because if somebody worked in an organization, worked on a lot of data, generated new files and whatnot, they think it's their information so they can bring it home with them. But in a very few cases, it is really done for a different reason. For instance, espionage is done for national pride, for patriotism. Let's say a national of a different country may do it for their own country. Or sometimes people get disgruntled and they get angry and they want to steal information. Sometimes it's for social justice. Let's say a company is producing something that can help a lot of the poor countries, but they have a very high price associated with that. So they want to steal that and give it to somebody who can make it cheaper and help them. So for a variety of reasons, a small fraction of people will do it for different motives.
Is a theft of information and a sale more common to a foreign country or a competing company?
So, well, it's very hard to distinguish between a foreign country and a company because most often foreign countries, they don't directly buy information. They have their subsidiaries, which could be other firms which they're supporting, or which could be somebody, their agent, which is sitting in the United States or maybe some other country. And so it's very hard to distinguish between the two. But I think a lot of the espionage is gradually shifting towards national espionage when countries are supporting this espionage through incentive, through the patriotic messages and whatnot.
Is cybersecurity law lagging behind technology?
Well, law always lags behind technology, right? I mean, whenever you have technology, new innovations come in, people find out what the issues are, and then cybersecurity or the laws are generated. So same thing in cybersecurity. I think we have enough laws. We have enough existing laws, and we have created new laws to prosecute people for cybersecurity. It's a question of detecting them and identifying them and reliably proving that they have actually stolen information. One of the hardest things to do in cybersecurity is attribution. Right, because of the anonymity and the design of the internet, it's very hard to ascribe to an individual who may have actually stolen information, especially if they're external hackers. For internal, it's very easy. In this case, they were observing this gentleman who stole the information. They were monitoring his activity, so they were able to catch him red-handed, you know, transferring information. So that was easy. But in a lot of the cases, proving who did that becomes very hard.
Right, and so GE actually watched this person, right? Or they knew that this person had access to the data. So why would they not act sooner in preventing this?
Well, to get some proof. I mean, this was like a sting operation, I believe, of some sorts when the FBI was involved and GE was involved in trying to capture him. So they were suspecting him a long time ago. I think in 2014, he had stolen some information. They let him go, but I'm sure they were monitoring him after that.
And lastly, I wanted to ask about how intellectual property is protected.
Well, basically, you know, your trade secrets are your intellectual property. You know, it could be your marketing plans and whatnot. It could be some new products you are developing. And so once it's been patented and filed, then it's no longer worrisome because you have a patent on that. But it's a question of things before they are patented, the new research and development that you're working on, the designs which you don't patent but keep proprietary. That is information that you need to protect. What is done to protect this is basically role-based access control, that not everybody will have access to information, only people who need to should access it, one. Second, having very strong policies in the organization, make people sign notices that they are going to be monitored all the time and have monitoring systems on there. So a combination of many, many things, including threats, punishments, proper training, they're used to actually stop theft of intellectual information. But most importantly, people need to identify potential threats when they hire. And that's the best time to prevent insider theft from happening, to hire the right people. The bottom line is, I mean, insider threats have become more and more common.
Yeah.
And that's what happened with Snowden. That's what happened with Bradley Manning. And now in this case, GE. They have been breached before, and they're trying everything to stop it. They have monitoring devices and whatnot. But people find more and more creative ways. For in this case, he used technography to basically hide intellectual property within the image itself. And so, you know, that was a big challenge. How do you suspect somebody of hiding information in there? So people will always find new techniques to do it. So the question then is, it's try to keep monitoring people, identify as soon as possible, and then try to stop them as and when you can. But this is a process that has to be a continuous process.